Invited, so it all goes back about 2 years, well, for me, and 3 years in total. And 3 years ago in the Game of Thrones test net, here's the intended co-host, actually. I'm going to invite him. Yep, send that co-host invite. An invite to speak. All goes back about 3 years to Game of Thrones test net, 3.5 now, probably. And people were incentivized to make IBC transactions on that thing. And then weird stuff started to happen. We got a request from Finn. We're going to approve that. Hello, Finn.
That was a good idea because apparently it found a bug, and this bug, which has some horrific amulet name now, but is really, you know, properly called IC Formulet Banana King Berry, it was quite a thing, and quite persistent. So this bug what it would do is cause slowdowns and kind of halts. So I'll sort of explain what I mean by that. Normally we make a block every 6 seconds. Well, this thing would make a block every, I don't know how it was in Game of Zones, but on Sentinel, right? Well, we would see the network would consume a gigabit per second. So we would see network bandwidth of a gigabit per second in both directions. And then at that time, you know, the validators would begin to slow down because they all have gigabit internet connections. And when I say slow down, I'm talking like, you know, 1 minute blocks, 2 minute blocks, 60 second blocks. But whole point is, you know, much slower. Sentinel was the first, but it wasn't the last. So after that, we had the Luna Classic death cycle. And this bug showed its face again. Oh, but by the way, in 21 with Sentinel, I want to make clear that I reported this problem to the Interchain Foundation. That's why the bug is properly called IC Formulet Banana King Berry. Just waving to some kids who apparently just got out of school. Maybe it's not the best time for my bizarre walk. Anyway.
So they named it but didn't fix it, and it's just been propagating in every version since, or what's, I don't understand that part of it. Like, if they knew it was there, why wasn't it fixed? Or is it something that's unable to be fixed?
Yeah, that's a quality question, man. I would say that they Yeah, named it and didn't fix it. And that happened recently, actually. I was still kind of in the ancient history stage of this, where, like, it was known, you know, when I reported it in 21, you know, guys, I must say that my phone may be like going critical here. It tells me that, yeah, I wonder what I've done navigation wise. I should have gone the other way. Is anybody even still here? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I apologize. I'm just trying to figure out. You know, it's the old fashioned, like, which way did I come from thing? Oh, I think this way. Okay. Okay. So,
hey, Jake, what you got to do is you got to turn the radio down so you can see where you're going.
Oh, that's motorcycle action. Yeah, I'm on a walk.
No, he's right. I do the same exact thing when I'm looking for a house. When I used to do deliveries, I would always turn the radio down so I could see better. And I know what he's talking about.
Okay, all right. I mean, oh, you know what? He's got a good, oh, you got a very good, man's got a good point, actually. I suppose it could have to do with the spaces, but yeah. Anyway, I did figure it out in the end. So, now that I'm back moving on a straight line, right? So in, I reported it in 21. Then we had the death cycle of Luna Classic, which, you know, you've seen my recent video. I don't know what happened there, but I'll tell you, the majority of validators couldn't make blocks. And when that happens, the chain slows down dramatically. And if anybody was valid to know if that chain had blocks that exhibited.
Bird? Are you talking about, Jake, are you talking about back? I might be wrong here. And if I am, I'm sorry. Are you talking about when all the blocks, like, were going through and, like, they weren't signed or something like that? I think something like that, yeah. Wasn't it?
Well, yeah. So the validators couldn't sign in the Luna Classic death cycle.
Because
when a block gets really big, it's gossiped, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's sent around in fixed size pieces, random order to random peers, and it's all to all. So, like, when a new block is proposed, all of the nodes, not just all the validators, but all the nodes, send it to all the other nodes universally without exception. And so, like, what this means is that there's this huge bandwidth spike, even under normal operation, when a new block is proposed. And thing is, when those blocks get big, whether that's, oh, hey, Rama, mad props for finding those indicators in the memo, and feel free to come up and speak. And make Finn here a co-host just to, you know, keep the vibe going. Anyway, when that happens, the network has this big bandwidth spike, and when blocks are big, often folks can't sign the next block. And I'd reported a version of this in 21. It happened on Luna Classic in 22, happened on Stride in 23. And might actually happen like daily when the bots kick off on Osmosis. And what I would like the audience to keep in mind is that this issue in and of itself affects nothing more than the timing of blocks. But what could also affect like the total liveness of the chain, for example. So chains have gone down because of this and can go down because of this. And myself, I've taken testnets down because of this. As long as you count 38 minutes without a block or 2 hours without a block as down, then, you know, chains have gone down. And certainly those statistics, yes, I count that as downtime. Definitely.
So hearing you explain this, like, it, I can't help but think about Stuxnet and what it did to those centrifuge reactors and how it didn't destroy them, but it spun them up and down enough, fucked with the timing, right? That's just what it reminds me of for some reason. It's like they didn't destroy it or fully DDoS it, but they fucked with the timing enough to cause it to not function as it should. And in a time when being quick is of the utmost importance, when a DPEG starts happening or whatever, you need that timing probably, right? To be like,
so, on point. Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, that PEG was held by ARB activity, and then the ARB activity became largely impossible. Also, there's the fact that external prices on Luna Classic were fed in by an Oracle. Now, I hate Oracles. And I'll ramble all day about how they're insecure and shit, but that's just reality of the situation, right? And today, there are other chains like Kujira that also use Oracles. And this isn't beefing on Kujira. You know, Umi uses one. A lot of chains use Oracles, okay? And I'm not even trying to beef on the Oracle. I'm trying to beef on this underlying bug and the fact that I've been talking about it for, in my case, over 2 years, nothing's happened with it. And then more recently, the fact that IC Formulate released it to the Cosmos Hub forum without even a fix. And by the way, I just want to say that I spent the last 2 weeks working on mitigations for this. And you can find the results at github.com/notionallabs/placid. There were a lot of contributors, by the way, not only me. And that's, you know, in large part due to the fact that this issue spans the entire stack. Now, you know, wait 1 second. I'm going to mute myself while I grab a coffee. Ugh, wonderful coffee, please.
I just want to say, you know, that is exceptional, Jacob. And I appreciate that, you know, definitely you've presented it in a different manner and a very respectable manner. And I know now where you're coming from and where, you know, that might potentially be a problem.
I'm glad it's helpful. And yeah, it really could be. In addition, like on live networks today, it could be a problem too. But then I also want to discuss Banana King. Now, I wish Banana King were here, actually, because Banana King is pretty awesome. Banana King was a person. And it's not a porn star, but maybe he's a porn star. I don't know. It's Control Felix, and he
couldn't be.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, he's equipped, you know, and but he named a bug Banana King, so apparently. He, at that time, reported this bug to the Interchain Foundation, and nothing happened with it. And we're still, I mean, guys, like, where he executed this bug was on the most trafficked IBC channel between Osmosis and the hub. And I just want to let everybody know, this is not a lose money bug, but it is a stop the channel bug. Okay. So if you think about it, it can also easily relate to timing. And it doesn't necessarily stop the channel, but it can screw up the relayers to the degree that the channel stops. And in his case, I do believe it did stop for a hot minute. Then we got it started back up again. And in the end, it took 4 months to clear that last packet. And anyhow, so they made a Hacker One report to the ICF. And after they made a Hacker One report to the ICF, they never heard back. And they got freaked out because I got to tell you guys, Banana King is actually pretty serious. And I also want to make clear that Banana King has been disclosed for about a year and change now. I'm not telling you anything new. And that's quite important because there are things that I'm not telling you. And I'm a little freaked out because of, some statements by Mr. Jack Zamplin and Mr. Ethan Bookman. But overall, you know, I'm not terribly concerned because the thing is that the majority of developers in the ecosystem, such as the TFL, Injective, Binary Builders, Celestia, Anoma, and Osmosis teams all see the problem, you know, and have been working with me. Oh, and I forgot Iclusion, Zaki Manian has. Zaki's really like stepped the hell up. It's been awesome. He has been helping me to ensure that everything is described correctly and then also test some of the assumptions around it. And actually, like, the reason that this Twitter space and my most recent forum post are called IC Formulate Banana King Berry is that I believe in descriptive names, right? So like you look at the name of the thing, you should know what it is. Well, this issue, in my opinion, its existence owes to the utterly broken political and work environment inside of the Interchain Foundation. Its opacity and lack of accountability led to numerous issues not being addressed. And because of that, it was then possible to combine them. So IC Formulate, you know, gives credit to the political heritage of the bug, because what I'm trying to say is like our team at Notional submitted a fix to the Banana King part over a year ago now. So like Banana King, you know, there's no reason for Banana King to exist and be a problem, but it is because I don't know, their political environment is just a mess. Because when Felix and Coldy found this, right? And then they didn't hear back from Hacker One or anybody at the foundation. They came to me, and I took this to the IBC team, to Adi and Informal Systems, and also to Marco on the SDK team. And unfortunately, just nothing happened with it. And I guess, like, you know, that can happen, right?
I'm pretty sure in the real world, after responsible disclosure takes place, if Microsoft or Google or whoever doesn't move on it, usually the people that find the bug then just go ahead and exploit it and force the issue so that they have to fix it, which is like what we saw with Firesheep back in the day.
I disagree. Well, that happened a lot back in the day, actually. That happened a lot back in the day. But This isn't.
Yeah, I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying that's usually what you see happening when this sort of stuff goes left untreated, you know.
Now, what happens is worse, actually. So, like, when this sort of stuff goes untreated, you know, these days the outcome is like, you know, North Korea getting into U.S. government email, or China getting into U.S. government email, or, you know, stuff like that. And that's happened, guys. Like, China nabbed the State Department recently. And, you know, for us in Cosmos, the threat model or what have you is it's quite similar. I wouldn't say that China is so much into hacking cryptocurrency, but holy hell, North Korea is like really good at it. And so in Cosmos, we're kind of like, we're abusing the goodwill of the people who like would report this stuff and would never, you know, make an attack on a mainnet or whatever. And then, you know, since IC Formulate chose to disclose the issue, I mean, it gets a lot worse because they disclosed it without like first going to teams, discussing how you fix it, going to the validator set, and, you know, basically giving them that information that's in github.com/notional-labs/placid, that would, you know, really render it quite hard, not impossible though, to slow or stop a chain in this manner. And so like that's pretty serious stuff. And I want to flag that Ethan Bookman from the foundation, he has said things about me to various people that, if true, would render me a felon. And, you know, I take umbrage with that. He's later backed down on that, but I just find that even more fucked up. Because you don't imagine threatening language in bug reports. So I just keep going, Bucky, show me the language. Bucky, show me the language. Bucky, show me the language. The other thing is, logs. So, you know, when I submitted this issue, I had created an attack script that was capable of quite cleanly stopping the Cosmos Hub replicated security testnet. I also want to just let people know that I think it would be more impactful on mainnet than on testnet. And that, like, I shouldn't say that nothing has really happened. That is not true. Okay. Stuff has happened. But, like, it hasn't been from informal systems. It hasn't been from Amulet. It has actually been, like, basically the teams that don't get paid to work on this stuff. And I can't really include myself in that because, like, we get paid to work on the hub, but the thing is, or to work security on the hub specifically, but you know, oh, there's Marco, but here's the thing. It's, guys, it's really weird because Marco, he doesn't work on Comet. Okay, he works on the SDK. The issues in Comet, and Marco's been super helpful. Okay, he's paid by the ICF. The Comet team is nowhere to be found. Celestia has a fork of Comet called Celestia Core, and Celestia has done exponentially more to help than informal systems. And the same is true of Anoma. And now Anoma doesn't use Tendermint though. Although they feel that their consensus is sort of like Tendermint 2.0, like an evolution of Tendermint. And I don't know. I'll get more into that. I invested $6,900. I forget if it's $6,969 or $6,942.00. But those, you know, and if you're ever looking for an investment, those, like, you know, Notional's typical check sizes. Sometimes there are extra digits, but, you know, some kind of an emphasis on lucky numbers. We like investing it, and you know, for anywhere where we can get a smaller amount in, we tend to, unless it just sounds stupid, and then we know. That's mean, but it's true. That's actually how we invest. Anyhow, so back to IC Formulate Banana King Berry. So like a couple of weeks ago, this whole thing ends up put directly on the Cosmos Hub forum in a form that, like, I feel so uncomfortable saying this. I don't think there's any other way to get the chains like actually fixed. So like, okay, if there's a chain, it has 21 meg blocks and the default maximum transaction size. No, you can't steal from it. Okay. But it's supposed to make a block every 6 seconds, and like it can be slowed to like a minute or 45 seconds. I have graphs and charts and data to prove it, but I'm not gonna bring that out. And by the way, just to make it clear, like this is not new information. When Amulet said affects consensus participation, that's what that means. And I mean, as far as I know, everybody's vulnerable to it to some degree, and it can be managed. And also, I suppose, how about I close this out? All right, I got my coffee. I'm in shade. You know, no shirt on. I'm all sweaty. It feels very good. I got my walk-in. But I'll close this out by talking about like how to fix it. And I think there's really like three elements to fixing this. So first of all, the IBC team has already kicked off work to ensure that field lengths are bounded so that nobody can, you know, whoop out their banana and then flung it from chain A to chain B. By the way, in the present state of affairs, when the banana comes out and it goes from A to B, well, you think about it, if the banana slows A and then the banana goes to B, oh yeah. So, by the way, this is, again, not new news. That was broken by just three web analysts, 6 months ago or something. Web three analyst, Jessica, about 6 months ago or something. And keep in mind, I'm trying really hard and not giving anybody new information, because, you know, I already had some real questionable stuff happen with ICF. Here's the other thing. I got to tell you guys about another IC Formulate situation that happened the beginning of this year. So guys, the Cosmos Hub for a long time was basically unmaintained. It was run like shit. And part of that was like, even though I was trying to like keep it up to date, but like Billy Rennekamp didn't really like me. And by the way, guys, this is really like the problem with it's IC Formulate Banana King Berry in a nutshell. Okay. So like a lot of stuff would be messed up. I'd make pull requests. They wouldn't get accepted. Not because like they weren't good, but because, you know, I wasn't favored. And I'm going to give you just a quick example of like how fucked up that gets. So the hub was on IBC V3.0.0, okay? And let me just whoop out the release notes to that, okay? Okay, so I've whooped out the IBC repo, okay? That's github.com/cosmos/IBC-go, okay? And then we just kind of go back seas, right? And we go way back with our way back machine, right? Way back. Because you see, at the beginning of this year, the hub was on a unconscionable IBC version that just is hard to freaking even imagine how this happened, because so I was working with an informal systems team member, Yaru, okay? And I was actually like doing sort of orientation stuff because they were changing over to be the main team for the hub. And in this case, orientation stuff, it meant showing her how to state sync, right? And while I was doing that, I noticed that the hub was using IBCV 3.0.0. Guys, let me read to you the release notes for IBCV 3.0.0. Updates! 27 October 22. This release is not recommended since it uses a version of the Cosmos SDK impacted by the Dragonberry Security Advisory. Please use version greater than 3.3.1. 20th September 2022. It is not recommended to use the ICS-27 host submodule of this release since it contains a security vulnerability. Please use version 3.0 greater than or equal to 3.0.0. Guys, this is in bold letters at the top of it, okay? Bold letters at the top of the repository. And, you know, I'm not tarded, or at least I try not to be. Obviously, sometimes I am, but so I brought it to the Interchain Foundation, right? Because I thought, geez, like that's effed. And you know what? They sat on it. And I got to tell you guys, you know, Cosmos is a highly competitive space. And I want to make like super, super clear. I'm not saying that Stride did this. I'm not saying that P-Stake did this. It could have been like Jim Nick Whitehouse, right? Everybody know Jim Nick Whitehouse? SER, XER, Jim Nick Whitehouse. She got that, well, if you know her, you know her, Zer. Anyway, really, one of the more amusing, but really hates liquid staking, Cosmos, you know, Twitter accounts who was anonymous. Anyway, could have been anybody, but somebody took one U atom from an exchange and then they tossed it into the module account address. Where Quicksilver would have been, blocking Quicksilver from functioning. And this was not the hub, this was not Quicksilver's fault. This was a bug on the Cosmos hub that I reported that fucked over a Notional customer, Quicksilver. And I'm every day surprised that we're still working together because I should have just reported to Quicksilver and not the foundation. And this damn pattern continues. And I'm going to stop it. Or, you know, we're being realistic. It's either like I stop it, someone else stops it, or, you know, one day it'll be something a lot more severe than either of those issues. I think the Quicksilver thing impacted 30,000 atoms, which is a big deal. Like, it might have been $30,000, but I think it was 30,000 atoms. Like, that's big. And I did report it, and I didn't report it like a couple of days before, I reported it months before. And then, you see, and I'm sick and tired of it. And then, you know, like I reported this, gossip storms, P2P storms issue in 21, and then got to watch Luna Classic go. And by the way, it doesn't matter. Like, I think that somebody, like, was intentionally trying to trigger that, but it doesn't actually matter. That's irrelevant. Because it did get triggered, right? So it doesn't matter, really, if it was somebody trying to exploit that, like, in an attack fashion, or it just happened because of bandwidth, because the thing is, it did happen. And it did have really meaningful impact on the death cycle. And guys, this is why people report shit, right? Is so that it can get handled. And so I've spoke my bit for today. I'm going to keep trying to just, you know, come out and deliver like very measured statements. My advisory to validators and chain teams is that validators should confer with each other and with their chain team. I would also advise that validators attempt to peer with one another directly instead of using the typical sentry node architecture or even in addition to. But I want to say that validators should only peer with trusted validators. Like, so in every validator set, there's probably a couple of validators that, you know, I don't have real good vibes on, so I wouldn't peer with them, right? But with the validators peered directly to each other, the chain is more likely to be able to make that next block. Chandra Station and Notional used to do this back in the day on Osmosis when, you know, it was really easy to miss blocks. And it worked. I suppose that's really the relevant thing, right? Is like, does it work? And the answer is yes. There is also the set of mitigations available at github.com/notional-labs/placid. Good resources would actually be surprisingly like the Celestia team. I wouldn't speak to Informal Systems about this because you're likely to just have your time wasted. I wouldn't speak to Amulet about this because it might just end up blabbed to the whole world. And by the way, I would say that you shouldn't speak to any of those teams about any security issue, unfortunately, just because of how this one was handled and other things that I've heard from other people as well. It's time to really sort of just that can't happen, you know? Yo, Jake, I was actually just sort of delivering my parting messages, which were like, validators should talk to each other. They should talk to chain teams, and peer with one another based on the existing validator set trust graph, right? Because every validator set has a trust graph. And so peering should be determined by that. Because when validators peer to each other, they're much less vulnerable to IC Formulate, Banana King, Barry. But everybody is vulnerable, unfortunately, to IC Formulate because that's just the idiotic political apparatus that's running security at the Interchain Foundation. And, you know, you don't want stuff that can halt chains published, but that's exactly what happened here. And that's bad, you know, and I asked them not to publish. And then there are mitigations available for like chain teams and authors at github.com/notional-labs/placid, like the lake. And Jake, if you have any questions, comments, anything like that, you know.
I'm just listening. I have no clue what's going on, so I just jumped in.
Remember the giant ass? Oh, man.
I remember the giant ass IBT transaction? Better idea, yeah. I mean, I've been very curious about all that shit for a while, but, you know. In my opinion, and it's
Well, FYI, it looks like we'll just change this back for IBC to include field length limitations. Because you know, you're totally right. It was a questionable design decision, but there's also what. Unfortunately, IC Formulate put on the Cosmos Hub forum, and that's sort of like it's its own thing, right? Which is just kind of aggravated by Banana King. And then, you know, Jake, as a reporter, like I've been put in this really precarious feeling situation because it was disclosed to Tout Le Monde. You know, against my express wishes. And there's actually a lot that I'm not saying currently, even though I'm saying a lot, because unfortunately a lot has been disclosed. And at this point, I'm just trying to get like the information out. I should let you know, I know you weren't at Cosmoverse. At Cosmoverse, like we were able to exploit like the Terra testnet, the Cosmos Hub replicated security testnet, the injective testnet, the Celestia testnet, but that was after Cosmoverse. And like, so basically, like, since this information has been released, I think, and hell, I'd love to get your opinion on. Even, you know, I think that the best step forward is, or the best path forward is basically to, you know, get fixes out there. And that's why I was talking about validator peering and that GitHub repository called Placid. And also just for the first time recently, I got a reply from somebody from the Interchain Foundation. But it was shit that I'd heard before. I think, Jake, you probably remember the time that the Cosmos Hub was exploited, injuring Quicksilver. And like, it was the same, you know, non-committal, like, oh, we got to go faster type words. It's actually not about speed. It's like, we have to, you know, you have to be responsible. Because the way that this was handled was just like super irresponsible.
I think one of the problems we have with Cosmos is that because there's so many diverse sets of teams that work on it, it's really unclear where responsibility lies. And I've seen this with a number of problems, especially related to like CosmWasm and like the SDK, right? It's like it's Confio's fault. No, it's the SDK team's fault. Like, no, no, it's
like, I still think we've seen that 10 times now, right?
Yeah. And then I feel like this happens even for non like CosmWasm stuff, right? Where it's like the amount of times like we've reported stuff that, hey, guess what? Invariant checks aren't wired up at all on most chains. Like, isn't that kind of a problem? They're actually kind of pointless. Like,
yeah, you know, yeah.
And it's just like, but then it kind of just honestly falls on like deaf ears, right? Until it's like exploited, right? Like, and everyone's doing the finger of like, oh, it's not really our responsibility. Like, talk with these people. And then eventually you just like give up and you're like, well, you know.
Yeah, I mean, so that's approximately where I'm at. There's still a lot that I'm not saying because I don't want like, you know, I don't want, I have this script, man. It's like, whoa, TFL has this, actually not, well, it's TFL and Crypto Crew built another device for exploits. It's all in the repo that I have. I think I might've shared that with you. You might want to use it to test like Juno testnet or any testnet that you're involved in, actually. You know, don't run it on a mainnet because I think, well, you know how block gossip works, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So because of how block gossip works, you know, where it's like all to all, I think that attempts to do this on a mainnet would be devastating. And the thing is, I said that to IC Formulate. Let's see, it was about a month ago now, and you know, my conclusion is they don't care. And so I'm just trying to follow the, what is that? VEP, vulnerabilities, equities process, where, you know, the idea is that as soon as something is disseminated, because you can choose to restrict or disseminate, and they chose to disseminate. So now I'm just trying to disseminate fixes as widely as possible. But it feels risky because obviously the fixes, like if you go to Cosmos Hub forum, you'll see a bunch of new governance proposals from me, and you know, those are the fixes. But obviously the fixes say a lot about the issue, and they're not, they're more mitigations than fixes. We're working on a fix with Celestia, and that would well, I mean, I think it would fix it. The Comet team, by the way, is nowhere to be seen. Guys, Celestia, I think it's going to be a real gem. Like, when I told them about the issue, they were like, yes, please attack our testnet. And then I did, and like, we made a bunch of really helpful findings. And, you know, that's just not been the case with the arms of IC Formulate, sadly.
Yeah, I mean, I actually have good things to say about the Celestia team as well. They are very, very capable people, and they're also a very well-funded and organized organization. And I think that a lot of this gets down to kind of just like general organizational problems that we have in the Cosmos ecosystem, right? Where it's like,
yeah, well, I mean, you know, we got to go to the head though, right? Because the disorder is, the disorder is, in my opinion, really in that the largest and most funded Oregon Cosmos, the Interchain Foundation itself. And that's why this stuff can get so out of hand, is that new teams, right, they'll go and they'll look to the Interchain Foundation for guidance and ideas, and they don't get the support that they need, or, and sometimes, you know, as I mean,
to be fair to ICF, and I think that there's a lot to criticize them for, but, you know, also, like, it's a tough thing to do. And I think that one of the problems with ICF as I see it is there's way too much scope, and that people look for them for too many things, right? And I think one of the important things that we can do in the upcoming discussions is, like, really, like, clarify. And I think they've done...
I've got a disagreement, because you see on their security repo, they threaten to sue anybody who doesn't work exclusively with IC Formula on security. And so that scope problem is their problem and their fault entirely. GitHub.com/cosmos/security. Check out pull request 19. It attempts to resolve. But they threaten to sue anybody who doesn't report their data.
I'm just talking about, like, the high level problem as I see it.
I'm just trying to tell you that actually in this case you're wrong, because they are threatening to sue anybody who doesn't work directly with them. And, you know, so the fact that they own the security scope is by their request.
Okay. But I guess my fundamental point is still, like, the same, right? Is there's just, like, there's too much scope, right? And then there's, like, so many different teams that work on it, and it's, like, unclear, like, who the owners of which pieces of the stack are.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's actually the way it should be, and that's why security shouldn't work the way it's working.
It's how it should be, but in practice, like, it's a quite difficult thing.
Sure. Oh yeah, it's really hard
to organize. Like, we're actually making our job, like, much harder than, like, Solana Foundation, for example, right? Where they have org, you know, and we're doing it on hard mode out of, like, some principles, right? And yeah.
Well, I think due to the fact that we are, like, multiple legitimate freestanding networks, you know, the principles are right, because it mirrors. I don't know, that was our design intent, right? Whether it's right or wrong, like, that, let's call that out of scope for the moment, right? Because I do feel like we might have made some design mistakes, but, you know, that's there's, like, a whole bunch of dogs after me now. I walked past their doghouse. Oh yeah, that was upsetting to them. I've offended them, guys. Yeah.
Finn is recording all this, and he's just going to use that as, like, a sample in, like, you know, his next diss track. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait.
Bro, I can't wait to scratch this dog sample of the dog's barking.
Hell yeah. I mean, I'm in for that. You know, now you've got some Balinese dog track. It's real. Well, that's the end of my walk, people. Every day I take a little walk here, and then...
So, can I ask a silly pleb fucking question? If the security is up to them, and they sue anybody who wants to help fix it, why doesn't some Anon just fucking tank it, force them to fix it, and then we can all continue on?
Well,
or is that not how it works?
You know, I personally want to prevent that from happening, right? I don't want...
Right, but if they're not going to let you, I mean, you can't force them to let you or not sue people. So, but what you can do, or what an anonymous group can do, is force the issue. Just like we saw with FireSheet back in the day with fucking ClearText passwords. Somebody made a plugin and let any asshole do that, and then they fixed it, you know?
Well, something's good, but I can't, that would be bad, I think. I'm trying to make sure that somebody can't, I guess is my point. Because, you know, most of those somebodies basically work for Kim Jong-un. I mean, like, this, you know, it's a bit tired, you know?
Yeah, that's a great way to get fucked as an ecosystem. There's definitely a right way to do this. And I don't know. Also, I think a lot of the devs in the space were kind of bound by a weird sort of moral code, and we didn't really sign any documents around it, like doctors or whatever, but it's generally very frowned upon to like attack other people's like at least mainnet chains, right? And you can do stuff on testnets, but like honestly, people don't really care about testnets, right? Like you could knock off a bunch of validators on testnet and they'll be like,
Right. It's not until it starts affecting real life blocks.
Yeah, and that's not until it affects like either halts a chain or people lose money, right? That's like literally like anything else that like might be an issue, but like, oh, it's not really, or maybe it's like a weird issue, like invariant checks, right? Most people don't understand what that is. Like, it's kind of serious, but it's not like critical, like loss of funds or like halting the chain, right? You know?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, they matter, sort of, you know, because one must not violate the invariant, we think.
But I mean, over time, all of these little things can eventually get grouped up into a nice little like Metasploit package. And then all of a sudden you do have loss of funds happening because 8 little things got put together somehow, you know, something like that.
Yeah. And chain halts from whatever sort of attack, right? Like, that's loss of funds, right? You know, if there's like not a DEX that's not trading, or, you know, protocols that aren't running, people can't access the money in their DAOs, right? Like that's a huge problem. It's like a loss of economic activity. And there's, you know, even if there's not like funds lost directly, downtime is, it does hurt people, you know?
Yeah.
Sure. And I get what you're saying about like the do no harm thing. It just, it's frustrating. I could only imagine like trying to help fix something when you're getting fought against to like not be able to fix it, or you'll get sued if you like try or whatever. And then just to like watch it continue and get bigger and be like, well, we told you like 2 fucking years ago, you know, and like nobody fixed it. So now here we are.
Can you put up the link to that PR? Like, I just find that policy really surprising, and I'd love to like actually read it. Well.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Just like put in the nest.
Okay, but you gotta tell me how to use the nest. You gotta remember that, like, I'm not, you know.
There, I got you. Just tweet it. Just tweet it, and I'll throw it in the nest.
Okay, yeah. I'll tweet it. All right.
If you want to know how, you just hit the share button on the tweet once you tweet it, and then it'll say share to, and your first option should be share to your space.
Oh, and you're giving him a superpower now. He's gonna
upgrade, baby, upgrade.
Yeah, I mean, I like upgrades. Okay, and all right.
I mean, he taught me how to halt a chain. It's only fair I teach him how to pin shit in the nest, you know.
I don't think I taught you how to halt a chain, did I?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay, good. I've been trying real hard not to teach anybody how to halt chains, but I mean, Amulet did though. IC formula, banana, king, berry.
I haven't looked in a while. We have our own like security stuff that we set up for like Juno, right? But like, I haven't looked at like the main SDK bugs. Like usually when we find something, we just like ping like a relevant person, like Marco or someone like directly, right?
Just so you know, that's like absolutely what I recommend. And it also, it's who I recommend to.
It's almost like we need like an attack net where it's like, yeah, bring this down and, you know, get paid.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna throw some more things in the old nest. Actually, wait, Jake, holy shit, yo, did you know that's in my list of mitigations? It's in my private list of mitigations, but it's a proper mainnet where the community pool consists of funds from other chains, and yeah, you're supposed to like F it over. And And you know, you can buy it, you know, you can make it a wild shit coin too, because it's, you know, it's cancer embodied, right? Like, you're just, it's there to get messed up. But yeah,
I think it's probably better if it's a testnet, because like, if it's a wild shit coin with like really, well, who knows? I mean, that could also be interesting to like watch like other kind of attack vectors, but you know.
Well, please remember what you said about testnets. What did you say about testnets just a minute ago?
I mean, you're right. You're putting my words back in my mouth. So yeah, maybe I walk that back. Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's do a attack net. We'll call it attack token. And the whole point is to attack it.
I mean, yeah, man, I want that. I think that would be so healthy, because like, I don't know. Look, I think it's fair game as long as, think about cigarettes, right?
I'm thinking about cigarettes right now.
I'm smoking one right now. Let's go. Smoke them if you got them, boys. Yeah, he rugged himself, didn't he?
He's just speechless now.
He's busy pinning things because he has this newfound powder.
Or he's going to like tweet up a whole storm about AttackNet or whatever.
Oh, there. It's up in the nest. He was pinning. You back with us? We can't hear you if you're talking. But yeah, that is kind of a good idea. I mean, that's what all like the Web2 companies do, right? They sponsor actual like bug bounty hackathons and like capture the flags and pin testings and all this stuff that is constantly hammering at their defenses and testing all of these different attack vectors.
Like HackerOne and stuff, but I feel like we need to like institutionalize it a little bit more and like provide some more visibility on it. And really, it needs to be like a cross ecosystem thing where like if we can get all the chance, like, you know, buy in, into it for some extent, right? Then we can all benefit from it.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if everybody's pushing the same like main build. Like if one pushes the exploit up, then they all got it. If they're all building off the same package, I'm not sure if that's how it works, but it sounds kind of like that's how it works.
Yeah, I think that we like need to like just agree, okay, this is AttackNet and we're all like, this is where you can do that kind of stuff and also get paid if you can like halt it or, you know, steal money or whatever.
Pepe, this is your cops and robbers game. This is your chance to gamify some shit. He's been talking about trying to figure out how to build like an interesting game on chain like that. I think attacks and bug bounties and hacks would be a pretty cool way.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few Z's. And then we'll round up the beasts and send send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We raping under the earth, say and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Ten Spaces.